The Skin Lab Sessions on Talk About. Brought to you in association with The Skin Lab. Now at the Reeks in Killarney. TheSkinLab.ie.
Welcome back to the programme, and it's time now for the Skin Lab Sessions, and I'm delighted as always to welcome Claire Scannell back from the Skin Lab in Killarney. Welcome, Claire.
Hi, Deirdre. Thanks for having me.
You've had a good summer, and yes. a busy summer, I believe, in the Skin Lab.
Yeah, we've been very busy this summer, actually, yeah. August is a quieter time. September, back to school, but we're picking up now again. Everyone's back from holidays, and we're all in full swing.
Yeah.
And the team are off as well, so...
Would you get the odd tourist wandering in because Killarney is such a tourist town?
Not really. Most of the stuff that we do, I mean, has downtime. So a lot of the time people are on holidays. They don't want to be.
They don't want to look their best.
Yeah, exactly. Might get the odd facial, but not really, no.
Very good. Well, listen, let's kick off because we have loads of questions in for you already. And this comes in from Margaret. And she says, I'm a little worried about laser. Is there other options out there? I'm in my 50s and I have brown spots and wrinkles. I don't want to go down the route of injections. Great question.
Yeah, great question, and so common. And a lot of people don't want to go down the route of injectables, and that's fine. And there's lots of other options. A great place to start is always a skin consultation. And we can see then the severity of the wrinkles and the pigmentation. There is one peel that we do called the skin renewal peel that is fantastic for both wrinkles and pigmentation. There is a little bit of downtime. If you're trying to get rid of pigmentation and wrinkles, you have to go through some kind of downtime. There's no real... There's no real magic treatment.
So what would that involve?
Okay, so you'd come in and we would apply a peeling solution to the skin and we'd leave it on for a while. And then you'd come back the following day and we'd do the same process again. And you would leave the clinic then and your skin would start its peeling process about 24 hours later. And 1 week later, you come back to us and we get rid of all the pigment will come to the surface and all the dead skin will start to peel off. So we'll encourage that peeling process 7 days after your first application. And yeah, it's brilliant. It just lifts all the brown spots, pigmentation, stimulates collagen, and it's natural in terms of you don't have to go down the route of lasers or injectables then.
Yeah, and I've actually spoken to people who've had that treatment with you and they've had phenomenal results.
Phenomenal. Yeah. It is unbelievable, and it's safe to treat all skin types because we're limited with darker skin types with the lasers. So this one is also a good one for, you know, any Spanish, Italian, Indian, any of those darker Fitzpatricks we can treat with the peels as well. So, yeah.
Sorry, darker what?
Darker skin types. So your Fitzpatrick 3, 4, 5 and 6, you have to be cautious with heat treatments in case you cause hyperpigmentation so you can make skin darker. So the skin renewal peel is a very common treatment for darker skin tones.
God, that's brilliant. So 3 trips ultimately into the salon?
Yes.
Okay.
3 trips. But it's definitely worth it. And it's what we call a one and done treatment. So one of these treatments yearly is brilliant.
Okay, excellent. Lestole listener says, I have bad acne on my chin and jawline. I'm in my 40s. Will it ever go? I've tried products. Is there any treatment that can help? I can feel the frustration in that poor lady's text there.
Yes. So chin and jawline acne is very, very common in women.
Even in your 40s?
Even in your 40s. If some women can get it in their 20s, it can go and then it can come back again. And then if you're in your 40s, you might be going through some hormonal changes and it can come back again. Look, products are great. They'll only do so much. So what we recommend there is to come in again for a consultation and so we can determine the severity of the acne. We might go down the route of peels, or else we'll do our Forever Clear protocol, which is a laser protocol that's excellent for acne. So how this protocol works is we use 3 different lights So we'll use a 420 light, which is a blue light, and that kills the bacteria in the spot. Then we'll use a red light to take down any redness and inflammation. And then we will use the skin tight device, which helps stimulate collagen. So it's extremely healing to heal up those spots as well. So that is a brilliant option. And then making sure we have people on the right products as well, because sometimes with later in life when you do get the acne, women also want the anti-aging products like your vitamin C's and stuff like that. So vitamin C is a real culprit for acne. So make sure that if you're breaking out, you're on the right vitamin C, because some of them can be too stimulating and make breakouts a lot worse. So getting the skincare regime right, it could be just a case of tweaking it, that you're not using any heavy rich night creams, you know, anti-aging night creams, because they can tend to have a clogging effect on the pores as well. So I would always say bring in your products, take a picture of them, come in for a skin consultation, we'll get that part right, and then we can get you on a treatment plan. Because the products only do so much at the end of the day. They do about 30% of the work, but where the magic happens is definitely with the treatments.
Since you mentioned it there, and I'm very curious about this, you mentioned night creams. Now, your head will probably fall off now when I tell you this, but I never put anything on my skin at night. Nothing at all. And I just don't like the sensation of having heavy creams on my skin at night. Should every woman my age be wearing night cream?
Yes, it depends. I guess if you get away with it and you don't feel you need it, fine. Do you use any serums, any retinols or anything like that?
I use serums during the day.
During the day, so at night time. Yeah, well, they do help. I mean, if your skin is dry and dehydrated, but for you, maybe it's just the texture. You don't like the heaviness on your skin, is it? And maybe you could get something lighter. There's some really nice light ones as well, that, like a water gel that do hydrate. They have some lipids in it, but you don't have that heavy, rich feeling on your skin going to bed at night.
Yeah, because I have friends now and they put on night creams and eye creams and things on their hands and the whole shebang, and I just fall into bed, really. I take off my makeup and fall into bed. The next one is from a man. It's lovely to know we have a few men listening to us, Claire. This guy says, do you do men's treatments? My skin is getting very hot and I've had a lot of redness and a lot of broken veins. I try to wear sunscreen, but it burns my face.
Yeah, that's just not a case of vanity either, because who wants to be going around with burning skin or a red face? And we get so many men now come in. So when there's flushing like that, what we can do is the BBL to try and shut off all those vessels. So what the laser will do is coagulate them, heat them up, and your lymphatic system reabsorbs them. So it's diminishing all that vascularity and redness in the skin. But if your skin is stinging like that, it's probably a barrier issue as well, and it could be from the wrong products, especially sunscreens. Some sunscreens are chemical sunscreens, and they can irritate the skin quite easily.
So not all sun creams are created equally, as they say.
No, there's mineral-based, so I would suggest a mineral-based sunscreen for him. So definitely come in, we'll assess the skin, we'll get the barrier right first before we go at it with any type of a laser, and that can take a couple of weeks to get right, and get him on a proper sunscreen, and then start a couple of laser sessions, and you'll see a vast improvement in the skin, even in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, very good. And it's great to hear that. It's great to hear a man who's taking care of his skin. Yeah. And I mean, as you said yourself, it's not even the vanity side of it. But I think men are desperate for not wearing sun cream.
Yeah.
Some women are too. But
and moisturisers and washing with shower gel and shampoo.
washing their
face with shampoo is a really common one. So it can strip the natural oils in the skin, the shampoos, and cause it to get very dehydrated. And that's not a nice feeling when it's tight and dry like that.
Absolutely. So men are welcome at the Skin Lab. Listener says, I'm 62. I want to ask what you think of microneedling, Claire. I'm thinking of doing it to improve my skin. So you'll have to explain to us what microneedling is.
Okay, great. I think microneedling is fantastic for the right skin. But at 62, you might need something a little bit more. So how microneedling works is it works very superficially, and it's like a motorized pen, and can have 10 to 20 needles on the tip of it. They're like very fine needles, like acupuncture needles. And how it works is it injures the skin, and your own body and your own skin responds by producing collagen. So it's like an induced trauma, but it's controlled. Does that make sense?
It does.
And then when you produce collagen and elastin, it causes a rejuvenation effect and gives the skin a healthier glow. But if you're in your 60s and you have deep set wrinkles and lines, like, yeah, it will give you a glow, but it's not going to really, like, magically get rid of wrinkles or lines at that age group. I would suggest something a little bit more invasive. We'll say, like, a laser, resurfacing laser, a fractionated laser, like the Halo. And then you can go on to maintenance by doing the microneedling.
Okay, very good. Next listener wants to know, I'm really curious about this. This person wants to know, the best way to treat a person's face after cryotherapy, what is that? Pray tell.
So cryotherapy, I presume they had some kind of a lesion or something removed from the skin. It's where it just freezes off lesions. And afterwards, it can take quite a while for the skin to heal. So the best thing to do there is definitely keep out of the sun and wear a sunscreen, and things like vitamin C, and just protecting your skin, moisturizing it, keeping it hydrated, and a good sunscreen is where to start. You can come into the clinic and we can do something called the Dermalux light therapy, which again will stimulate collagen and elastin. It's great for healing, and that's another option.
Now, just before we go to the break, Claire, quite a few people, you must have spoken a good bit about vitamin C last month, because after you finished, a load of people got in touch and were asking about, where can I get the vitamin C that you were talking about? So, like, there's been a lot of talk in the beauty industry in the last couple of years about vitamin C and its importance. What would you recommend in terms of what people can buy, even over the counter?
Yeah, so vitamin C is a very, very hard product to formulate to get the pH of it right. That's why the good ones are so expensive, because they're formulated so well. And it's such a molecule that can oxidize quite easily, meaning that it can the pH can change of it. So we do a range of, I'd say we have about 10 different vitamin C's, ranging from €50 to €200. So a great one to start with would be, start low. So you can go 10%, 15%, 20%.
Percent vitamin C.
Yeah, percent vitamin
C.
And, you know, use one bottle on the 10%, and if you're fine on that, you can move on to the 15%. So vitamin C is an antioxidant, and it's always used in the morning. And how it works is it keeps the skin bright throughout the day. It's an antioxidant, so it neutralizes free radicals, so meaning it gives your skin that extra protection throughout the day. After a few days of using it, you'll see your skin getting much brighter, healthier. It's something everyone should have, really, in their routine. And again, depending on your skin type, because vitamin C can cause problems too. If you have rosacea, it can irritate that. If you have acne, it can produce more oil and make that worse. So it's very important to have a consultation to get the right one, because it can do more harm than good if you get the wrong one.
Very good. Okay. So just a final point. So on vitamin C, so you should check the content of vitamin C and start low.
Start low. Yeah. And, you know, if it's irritating you, then it's not for you.
It's not
you know?
For you. Okay. We'll take a break. And if you've just tuned in, you're just in time to learn more about skin, because we're with Claire Scannell from the Skin Lab in Killarney, and we're getting some really interesting questions for her about skin and skincare routines and products and all of that. And we'll come back with this one, Claire. This is a lady who is nearly 49. She says, I find my eyelids are starting to droop and I have a lot of puffiness around the eye area. I've got an ice syrup with peptides in it, but I don't see any difference. Say that again.
Sorry.
It says ice syrup with peptides in it. You're laughing here. It's probably predictive text, is it?
Ice serum, yeah.
Ice serum, yeah. It says ice syrup. If that lady is listening, I hope she is. Sorry, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing at predictive text. Some of the things predictive text throws up, you wouldn't believe it. Anyway, and ice syrup should be ice serum with peptides in it. But I don't see any difference, she says. And I've been using this now for about a month and there's no difference. With the eyelid drooping. In fact, it's making me look older than I am. So this poor lady has got the reverse of what she wanted. So what about the serum with the peptides in it? She must have the wrong one, maybe.
Well, you see, again, products will only do so much. A nice serum with peptides in it. So peptides, what they'll do is just they're cell communicators. They get the cells to talk to each other. As we age, that slows down. But when eyelids are drooping, gravity has taken over, age has kicked in, and eye serum is not going to do too much for that. And eye serum is just going to help the quality of the skin. When there's drooping of the eyelids, you're looking, you can go down the route, first of all, of trying some in-clinic treatments like your radio frequency, which is a very gentle treatment, and it stimulates through heat. So it stimulates collagen through thermocoagulation, is what we call it. It's heating up the tissue, and that produces a lot of collagen to give a bit of a tightening effect to the skin. But if it's the case when you come in for a consultation and we feel like it's gone too far, we will suggest doing what we call an upper blepharoplasty, which is a more surgical approach, which is quite common actually. A lot of people get that hooded eyelid, and it can actually affect people's vision as well. So that is the next option after doing the treatments. If the treatments weren't for you, if it was gone too far, it would be more of a surgical.
Yeah, and that's not something you do in the skin lab.
It's not. But we can refer you on to, we have two surgeons that we refer people on to.
Okay, so there's a few options there.
Yeah, exactly. There is
for
options.
For that lady. Mary is 74 and she says, "Hi Claire, is there a treatment that might help tighten the skin on my neck?" Of course, we all neglect our necks, don't
yes.
we? We don't. We moisturise our faces like mad and we forget to moisturise our necks.
Yeah, and the neck has a lot less oil glands than the face as well, so it ages a lot quicker than the face. A brilliant treatment for that. Now, it would depend. Sometimes if it's the skin quality, we can definitely help with that. And radio frequency microneedling is brilliant. So you're getting the microneedling and you're getting a gentle heat as well to cause that tightening effect on the neck. You would need to do about 6 treatments, but you would see a good improvement in the quality of the skin for sure.
Okay, so that's something to consider.
Yeah.
So Mary should probably maybe just pop in and...
Yeah, and make sure to bring your products down onto the neck as well and your sunscreen onto the neck. And if you're using anti-aging products like retinol at night time, to bring it down onto the neck, because it's important to treat that skin the same as you would the face.
A caller has been in touch to say she lost some weight recently. But the problem with that, of course, we know what it's like when you get to a certain age, you lose weight and then it comes off your face as well.
Yeah.
So this is what happened to this lady. She has lost some weight and now she sees that she's a lot more wrinkles on her face and forehead. She's wondering what could you advise. She says her skin is very sensitive. That is the problem though, isn't it? You know, an awful
yeah.
lot of us, when we lose weight, the first place it seems to come off is our
yes.
face, and then it ages you.
Yes, and it's very common as well. So again, consultation is key, and we will see where you're at with skincare and using things like, as I was saying, retinol, or if you have, you know, if you've onset aging and pigmentation and all that as well. A lot of the time as well, people think they focus on wrinkles all the time. And I say, like, the quality of the skin, like, we're all going to get wrinkles. And, you know, in some cases, you know, it's nice to leave them and not try and change that too much, because your face can end up looking a little bit weird. So
we've seen plenty of evidence
yeah.
of that in the celebrity magazines.
Yeah, so, like, focus on the skin and get the skin health and quality good. And come in for the consultation, and a great treatment for laxity after weight loss is the radio frequency microneedling again. And that will help thicken the skin back up and help with the quality of the skin and give it a nice rejuvenation. But I suppose as well, the expectations too are marginal. You know, you have to really take into account, you know, that you've lost weight, so there's not that fat cushioning behind the skin holding it up anymore. So it's
yeah.
a real common thing. It's like you can't win really, can you?
No, it's another wonderful thing about being female, isn't it?
Yeah.
Texter says, "What is the treatment Claire would recommend for small skin tags and roughness on each side of the neckline, or can she help?"
Yeah, that's definitely something we can help with. Skin tags, we would do the diathermy on. So that's a very quick, painless procedure, and it's just one treatment. So you can pop in. We do it usually on the day for you. And the diathermy, what it does is it just heats up the tissue, and usually the skin tags come off straight away there and then. It's very precise, so it doesn't damage the surrounding tissue. And then for the roughness on the neck, that could be just a case you need an exfoliator or a good moisturiser. But again, come in and we'll have a look and see if that's the case, if the roughness. If not, we could recommend something like a resurfacing laser that can renew the skin and help with that rough texture.
Somebody wants to know as well if some of the machines, the scanners you use, can actually detect cancer on the skin.
No, so the skin scanners machine are more for detecting, you know, the damage and the quality of the skin. So if it's a case that you feel like you have any lesion that you're unsure of, that would be a case of going to your GP to have it checked. And if they felt you needed to have a biopsy, they'd refer you out to a dermatologist then.
Yeah, and always check those dodgy moles and everything.
Yeah, exactly. And a good way to check them is, you know, take pictures on your phone. And keep a little album on your phone of all your pictures. And if anything changes, then you can compare the pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is a great question from a listener about hair removal. Now, she doesn't say hair from where. Yeah. It could be face, it could be legs, it could be anywhere. But mm-hmm. she's asking about hair removal for her daughter who is 17 and wondering, can you do that?
So 17, she's almost 18. So it's 18 when we take in patients. And yeah, we can treat her. She can come in. We do consultations, patch test. Usually 6 sessions clears it for people. It takes about a year because you have to leave 6 weeks in between each session. If the person has very coarse, thick hair, or men, we get a lot of men as well, that can usually take up to 8 sessions. But it's brilliant treatment. Everyone loves it. Anyone that gets hair removal with us is like, oh, why didn't I do this sooner?
Yeah, because the results are so good.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah. And just speaking of the 17-year-old there, or even younger, a lot mm-hmm. of young teenage girls, they get a lot of, their eyebrows are all out of shape, and some of them get the little bit of a moustache mm-hmm. and things like that. Are they better off to wait until they're 18?
Yeah, because your hormones are still settling and you're going through puberty and all that. So, yeah, just wait. I mean, you can do waxing if you like, but it's best just to...
Yeah, but the waxing would be okay.
Yeah, the waxing's fine.
Yeah, very good. Now, here is another one in from a listener. I think you've kind of answered this already, but we'll go over it again. She wants to know, Mary, she wants to know about hooded eyes. What can you do for hooded eyes? You've kind of mentioned that already, but maybe tell us again.
Yeah, the hooded eyes. So again, you'd have to come in. We'd have a look at them because some people's perception of themselves is a lot worse. So if they're not... you know, very heavy, then we would recommend certain treatments that can definitely help to lift and tighten, like your radio frequency or your radio frequency microneedling. But if they are very heavy, we would recommend to maybe speak to a plastic surgeon if it really bothers you or affects your vision.
Yeah, okay, so there are options. Mm-hmm. Very good. I think that's it. We'll have to finish up anyway because we're tight on time. But Claire, thank you for answering all those questions.
You're welcome.
We've plenty of variety this month anyway, as we always do. And again, I suppose just to remind people where you are and, you know, how long they might be waiting to get an appointment and all that, roughly.
Yeah. Yeah, so at the moment you'd be waiting about 3 weeks to get an appointment with us, but always ring. We have a cancellation list as well, so people cancel and we try our best to get everyone in. And you'll find us at the Reeks Gateway, so when you're coming into the Reeks where that petrol station is, we're around the back. So
on the Tralee side of Killarney.
Exactly, yeah. So across from Lidl, and you can just drive around the back. There's parking there. It's free for an hour, and we're directly behind the off-license. There's a double door there, and come to us on the 3rd floor on the lift.
Okay, and you're also on, you have a website and you're also on social media.
Yeah, theskinlab.ie and theskinlab.ie on Instagram and Facebook. And we actually started a TikTok page and we had a post go viral last week.
Oh, really? What was the viral post? We have to hear.
It was just of 3 different levels of how to use retinol. And it was so simple. It took us 30 seconds to make. And sometimes we spend ages making these videos and they don't get any traction. But this one just
went viral.
It went viral. Like, I think last time I checked, it had like 500 hours of viewings or something like that. And like,
Amazing. Yeah. Lots of people interested in retinol. Yeah, we'll have to come back to that.
Definitely.
Do you know your handle on TikTok?
Yeah,
off the top
of your
head?
Skin Lab Killarney.
Yeah, I'm going to follow you now. Definitely going to follow you now. Claire, we got to go. Thanks so much for everything, and we'll see you in October.
Great. Thanks, Deirdre. Talk About on Radio Care.